All you that do desire to know the mock procession, how did it go? Here unto you I will relate. His holiness did ride in state. The people laughed as they did go to see the devil kiss his toe. But as they did in order go, the captain should be first, you know, who did command the guard, and then the pioneers in number 10 did follow him to clear the way, that the body bite by no means stay. A bellman followed and did ring his bell, and oft did sadly sing, "Remember justice, Godfrey's death. You were the man that stopped his breath. He made so sad and strange a noise. He moved poor young regardless boys." A figure that did represent his bloody corpse next after went. No better way than they could find, but a Jesuit they sent him behind. A bloody dagger did he hold, and looked like a ruffian bold. After this sad preludium, a great large banner there did come betwixt to carry, and was meant their meetings for to represent. And Madame Cellier there she stood with a bladder which was filled with blood. On the first pageant there did stand Dame Cellier with a note in hand, and on the meal tub she did lean behind this bloody wicked queen. A fiddler stood and near his back, four Protestants in white and black. After this pageant there did come one with his face to the horse's bum, and on his back as it was fit there was this inscription writ, "This is an abhorrer." Thus they went, which gave the people much content. And upon the second pageant, four Franciscans I imagine, two whereof were clothed in gray, with cords about them as they say, down from their heads a tail there hung, a sight here strange to old and young. The other two it did appear, cinnamon color clothes did wear, who think Saint Francis now does more than ever Christ did do before, with many more blasphemous things which popish ignorance still brings. A third were placed Augustine friars to represent notorious liars. Augustine did himself confine, but these with sisters do combine. Other strange orders they do frame, not worthy of a Christian's name. Augustine friars being past, Dominicans came at the last, whose clothes were in black and white. Methought it was a pretty sight. From Dominic they took their name, who did the first Pope haters blame. Four Jesuits were on the fourth, strutting like churchmen, nothing worth, with collars like a pasty crust. Follow this fashion, others must, and these are instruments in France, the devil's cause for to advance. The bishops that were on the fifth to Protestants would give a lift. Of dukes and princes they take place, and say they're of St. Peter's race. Of archbishop scriptures never speak, they're proud but bishops should be meek. The sixth two patriarchs did bear, and cardinals that scarlet wear. This is the Pope's appointment plain, for papists that are dyed in grain. Methinks the garments that they wore might prove them kin to scarlet whore. The next did bear a triple cross, and bulls about the street did toss. And as he passed aloud did cry, "For money you may heaven buy, but those that have no money got, hell is their portion and their lot." The seventh pageant that did bear, the Pope himself in garments rare, covered in gold and silver lace, a triple crown on him they place, to fill the papists full of hope, the loving devil kissed the Pope. Upon the eighth Olympia came, with former Pope she had great fame. She was their mistress by her lust, but long since she is turned to dust. For nuns about her they did place, who count that whoring's no disgrace. Upon the night the bishop sat, like an inquisitor in state, and monks about him you might see, who his assistants were to be. And a condemned martyr lies with burning flames before his eyes. And in this fatal pomp they go from Algate Temple Barundo, where they their sentence there receive. In scorching flames the world they leave, and post to him who loves them well, tormented for to be in hell.